Good morning and welcome to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. You're tuned in once again, hey, to the Saturday Splash.
Good morning.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Lynn.
We have guests with us today. We've got Deanna D'Amato.
Good morning.
We've got Shelby Cohen, intern galore. And we got a full house today. It's a good episode. We're talking trash, you know, here. You know we love to talk trash here at Soil and Water. And today we've got the real live official Greenville County Litter Prevention Coordinator, which is really cool. So we're going to get into Deanna and what she does. And we're going to talk about litter, guys.
We love keeping Greenville litter clean. We do not love litter. Let's get that right.
That's true.
That's right.
Litter bad, not litter good.
That's right. So speaking of keeping areas of Greenville clean, public service announcement, we have two litter cleanups that are coming up in the next month. Lake Greenwood, which is down in the south part of the county, is Lake Greenwood actually in Greenville County? I don't know. But
it's either South Greenville or North Lawrence, maybe right on the border.
But here's the thing. We know that it's within our listening area. So Saturday Splash listeners, on March 11th, the Friends of Lake Greenwood, in conjunction with Keep Greenwood County Beautiful, are having a litter cleanup.
Must be Greenwood County then.
Yeah, you're right. So Lake Greenwood, it's a cleanup blitz. It's going to benefit Greenwood and their surrounding counties. So it will benefit us to a certain extent because everybody benefits by having less litter in our environment.
True.
So you can, if you can find more information on it, if you're interested in going and helping them, you can go to the Keep Greenwood County Beautiful website and they can hook you up and get you a spot. And then we have another more Greenville local cleanup coming, and the Friends of the Reedy River are doing a cleanup on March 18th. So you can also visit their Facebook page is the best place to find information, and they are the Friends of the Reedy River on Facebook. So look them up and sign up and keep the Reedy River clean because we're all about that.
Yeah, that one's March 18th, the weekend after the Greenwood cleanup.
Right.
If you've never done a river cleanup, they're a really unique spin on a traditional trash cleanup because oftentimes you actually get down in the river. And let me tell you guys, the Friends of the Reedy River pull dozens and dozens and dozens of tires out of the river. They pull shopping carts. They pull all sorts of weird stuff out of the river. So you get a lot more unique trash than your just traditional, you know, on the road litter cleanup.
It's a strange thing to me. I mean, is it a thing? I don't understand the tires in the river. So let's say the tires on my car are trashed and I'm going to go buy new tires, but what will I do with these old tires? Oh, wait, I know. Let me take and throw them in the river. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I think, you can often give them to a business or sell them to pay a fee to dispose of them, or depending, like when I got my new tires, the people I bought them from, it's a part of the tire fees that they dispose of them. But a quick way to dispose of them is throwing them in the river. Not that you should be doing it that way, but
no.
To save a few dollars, that's what some not so nice people will do.
See, I'm the lazy auto owner in any case, because if I'm going to need to have a new tire put on my car, I'm going to the tire store and having them do it, and then they will dispose of my tire correctly. So,
or you can bring them down to Twin Chimneys Landfill where they are recycled.
That's right. Yeah. So they can get a new home that's not in the river.
Ooh, Deanna, does it cost anything to bring tires down to Twin Chimneys?
Absolutely free. Just your gas to get down there.
Sweet. And for Greenville County residents.
Correct.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, speaking of Greenville County, we are joined today by Deanna D'Amato, and she is the brand new litter prevention coordinator here for Greenville County. So welcome, Deanna.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about you and your background, and this position is a new position. So what should we know as listeners?
Sure. It's a county council initiative. They realized that we do have a huge epidemic problem with litter in our county, and they want to start tackling it and being proactive. So a few of the programs, you know, we already have an Adopt a Road program, which is existing. We're going to create a new Adopt a Spot program, which is a month-long contest. You pick a spot within the county that you want to clean, and you send before and after pictures, and then the winning group at the end of the month will be awarded a prize.
Ooh, we like prizes.
Yeah, sweet. Hoping to get some local restaurants involved and maybe give some gift certificates out. This way get everybody, you know, sort of feeling like they're a part of everything.
So, Deanna, how does someone become a trash lady? What did you do before this to prepare yourself for this endeavor?
Well, my education is actually in horticulture, which, if you don't know, is the study of plants. So in my schooling, you know, I took classes like ecology and environmental classes. So, you know, the environment and litter is all important, and learning, you know, you guys in soil and water understand about, you know, water flow and, you know, how litter is just affected, you know, by everything. So.
Yeah. And we'll get it. We'll break that down in the next segment. Don't you worry.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But right. I'm new to Greenville County, not just working here, but also as a resident. And I'm just happy to, you know, be a part of a great community. So.
Where have we imported you from?
I hail originally from New York, but as a veteran, I've lived all over the great country. So.
Oh, so you're a veteran.
I am. Yes, I was in the Army.
Awesome. All right. Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you here with us today. So as a regular citizen, what's the best thing that I can do to keep litter out of, you know, off the road, out of the water? You know, what's your advice to the everyday listener?
Well, most importantly is don't litter out of your vehicles. Bring your trash home with you. You know, keep a little plastic bag in your car, anything. You know, everybody, the number one littered item is cigarette butts. You know, people don't think that cigarette butts are litter, but they are. And so you see people throwing litter out of their car, and that's just one easy thing that you can do.
Yeah. So, okay, what do you have to say to the people who might not want to keep the cigarette butts in their car because maybe they smell bad, or like there's nowhere to keep them? They don't want to burn their trash bag, like what?
Yeah,
good solution.
Come down to one of our events. We've been fortunate enough through Palmetto Pride. They've given us some grants over the years, and we have portable car ashtrays and we have pocket ashtrays. We were giving a bunch out at Get Out Greenville this past September. So that's a great way. And then you could just dump it out and empty it when you're finished.
Oh, so it just sits in the cup holder.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because new cars now don't come with ashtrays anymore.
That's true. Right? Yeah, so. Yeah, that's right. Okay. What about the smell? Do they kind of mask the smell a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it has a lid on the top of it, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wouldn't be my concern.
Yeah.
I guess if you're smoking in your car anyway, that you're not so much concerned about the smell of it.
Well, right. There's a misconception because, you know, people think that cigarette filters are paper, so they think it's biodegradable. But filters are actually made now with a small plastic that takes over like 20 years to biodegrade. So.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of times you see stats that say 3 to 5 years, but I guess those are outdated stats now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It would seem like it's just a nice soft filter that would break down easily, but I didn't know that about the plastic. So yeah.
So as technology improves, things get less biodegradable. That's what I'm understanding.
Oh, great.
Right.
Technology makes our lives easier, right? Right. all right. So cigarette butts, that's a big one. I mean, that makes up the majority of road trash. And I get it. Like it's such an easy habit. You know, you're done with your cigarette, you flick it out of the window, out of sight, out of mind. You don't think about it anymore. But, yeah. You know, I do a lot of litter cleanups and we at the county do. And that's not only is it the most abundant piece of trash we pick up, but I mean, it's gross. Like, I don't know whose mouth right. was on this cigarette butt.
DNA all over that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like, I don't want to be touching your spit. Random right. strangers. So the key there is just breaking the habit.
Yeah.
Just put it in the ashtray in the car. Or, you know, you could stop smoking too, but, you know, that's baby steps.
Well, and at your workplace, if, you know, if they don't have ash receptacles outside the building, you know, ask somebody to have that, you know, go to your grounds facility maintenance department and, you know, request that they bring ashtrays outside your building.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah. That's a great idea. Yeah. Cool. All right. So, yeah. Cigarette butts?
Yeah.
No butts another, about it.
Yeah, another thing that citizens, a real easy thing that you can do to prevent litter is to ensure that the lid is secured under your trash can. People don't realize when they put their trash out on the curb, you know, winds can come by or animals, and it's just an easy way. You think you're doing the right thing by putting your trash inside the can, and then while you're sleeping at night, it's blowing down your street. So always ensure that the lid is secured on your trash can.
That's a really good point. And we're going to kind of dive into that a little more deeply in the next couple of segments. But stay tuned here to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are joined by Deanna D'Amato from Greenville County Litter Prevention.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love